দরিদ্রনাথ অবক্ষয় প্রেমের ফল নয়, প্রেম সুখ ভোগ মুখ্য প্রয়োজন হয়। তো বাই ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ওয়ান শুড নট এক্সপেক্ট মাই নিজার মেটিরিয়াল কন্ডিশন মে বি ইম্প্রুভ আর আই মে বি লিবারেটেড ফ্রম দিস মেটিরিয়াল entanglement. But that is also a kind of sense gratification. If I want that, let me be free from this entanglement, just like the yogis and the jnanis, they try. They try to be free from this material entanglement. But in the devotional service, there is no such desire. In the devotional, because it is pure love, there is no expectation that I shall be profited in this way. No. It is not a profitable commercial business that unless I get in return something, I shall not practice the devotional service in Krishna consciousness. There is no question of profit. Lord Chaitanya prays to the Lord like this. Na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang va jagadisa kamai mamo janmani janmani ishari bhavatad bhakti rahi tuki kai. He says, my dear Lord, Jagadisa. Jagadisa means the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Jagat means this world, material world or spiritual world, all worlds, jagat. Jagat, gacchati iti, jagat, which is progressing, that is called jagat. So jagat isha, the supreme master of this jagat, going concern, jagat isha, oh, the supreme master of this jagat, I pray unto you that I do not want na dhanam, I do not want any wealth, na janam, I do not want any number of followers, na janam, na dhanam, na kavitang bajagadi sakame kavitang is very nice, wise, poetical. I do not want. Then, what do you want? Mama janmani janmani share. Janmani janmani means birth after birth. So, he does not want liberation also. Because when you speak of liberation, there is no birth. Madhyamagatya punarjanmana vidyate. One who reaches the kingdom of God, he hasn't got to come back again to take birth here. So here Lord Chaitanya says, mama janmani janmani. Birth after birth. That means I do not want liberation also. Mama janmani janmani. Then what do you want? The Ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahituti. My dear Lord, I may be put in any condition of my life, but please bestow this benediction that I may not forget. That I may not forget. Because due to my forgetfulness, I am suffering so much. So if I can remember you, I don't mind in whatever condition I am. Yes, it is the question. Janglabdha chaparam laham in the Bhagavad Gita, the 6th chapter is fine, in the Yoga system. Janglabdha chaparam laham mannati nādhikam sata. When one achieves that perfection of yoga, jangalabhya, by gaining that perfection, jangalabhya na chaparangala, then he has no other desire to achieve. Just like we achieve something in this material world, but that does not stop our desire to achieve something more. I may achieve millions of dollars, but that does not make me satisfied. I want other 10 million of them. And when I get father 10 million, the daughter, then I desire for father 100 million for daughter. There is no cessation. So, here is a change. Krishna consciousness, one who is perfect in that system, Bhakti Yoga system. The Bhagavad Gita says, jam labdha chaparam labham namannati adhikam. Adhikam means greater than this. We want, we desire something which is greater than what I possess now. That's why it is. I have got 100 million dollars and I want millions of dollars because that amount is greater than what I possess now. But one who possesses this devotional service, he does not think anything there is in the world which is more valuable. So why should he inquire? Why should he desire? He has thought the sublime thing. Janglabdha chapana lavang. Lavang means gain. Mannate na. He does not think. Na. What is that? Adhikam. Adhikam means greater. If I have got $2, what is that? And if you offer me $10, I think, oh, it is better. So he possesses such a thing that nothing is better than. Because he possesses devotional service. Krishna consciousness is not different from Krishna. So therefore he possesses Krishna. And we, what thing can be greater than Krishna? Therefore he is fully satisfied. Janglam jya chaparang lanam mannati nabhichangataka. Jasmin sthite guru nafi dukhena nabhichalati. And one who is situated in that condition, when guru nafi dukhena, the severest type of misery offered to him, he is not certain. He is steady. Just like a 5-year-old boy, Prahlad Maharaj. And his father, a thief, you must tell God, you are chanting, God's name is God, I am God. Why don't you chant my name? If you don't do that, then I shall throw you in the fire. He's steady. He said, Father, I cannot do that. Little boy, you nonsense, you cannot do that. How do you dare to speak before me like this? Even the demigods are afraid of me. Oh, yes, Father. By the mercy of whom we are speaking so nicely, so by the mercy of him I am speaking also like that. I don't care for anyone's mercy. So this is so much wrath of a severe father. He's not steady. So that is the characteristic of a pure devotee. Even in the greatest difficulty, even in the greatest danger, he is not certain. He's steady. Janglambha. This is the perfection of yoga. When one is steady in every circumstance, steady to perfection. That can be achieved easily by the Krishna consciousness. Janglambha. Chaparam labham mannate na. Jasmin sthite guru nafi dukhena nabhichalati. So here also, we should not be aspiring after improving our material condition or liberation or anything. These are all deserves. They say that we desire less. But desire cannot be completely absent because I am living empty. So my desire should be not to forget Krishna, that's all. That one desire. That is real desire. And all other desires, they are full. So we cannot be desire less, but we should desire only bona fide. It's like, I am part and parcel of the Supreme. So if I desire, to work in cooperation with the Supreme. That is my natural position. That is desireless. If you, suppose in this material condition, if you desire to eat, that is natural. So long you have got this body, you have to eat. If somebody says, oh, you are desiring eating, nobody says that. Similarly, what is natural desire, that is permitted. And what is not natural, that is called, they become desireless. Don't desire like this. Unnatural. So desirelessness means not to desire unnatural, but to desire Krishna, remembrance. That is natural. Because I am part and parcel, how can I forget? This forgetfulness is the cause of my so many desires. And as soon as I desire Krishna, then there is no other desire. That is desire. So, prem-sukh-bhog-mukha-prayana. Prem-sukh, the happiness in the matter of our reciprocation as a whole and the part and parcel. That sense is the highest flavor. That is aspire after. Not that by becoming Krishna consciousness we may desire some material form. That is not. Irshastrika hai sambandha vidhya prayajan Krishna Krishna bhakti prem teen mohat. No. We are aspiring after possessing something. Possessiveness. What we should possess? The possession is Krishna and desire is reciprocation between Krishna and myself, and the ultimate end is love. That's just like we have got but not a reflection of that love there. But between the two lovers, they don't want anything. He wants peace, she wants peace. Yes. That is desire. And there is a profession of loving affair. And the ultimate aim that they are peaceful in love. This is only perverted reflection of the real love, which is reciprocated with Krishna. Here there is no possibility of love. This is all lust. But we call it love because it is just the reflection. Just the real. That is real and it is unreal. That's like shadow and reality. There is gulf of difference between the shadow and reality. So whatever love we see in this world, that love is only a perverted reflection of the real love. Vidadi sakal shastra krishna mukha sambandha tar jane anusange jaya maya bandha. So, a devotee is not anxious for liberation because his intimate connection with Krishna means his liberty. One cannot be in intimate touch with Krishna unless one is liberated. So liberation and intimate connection with Krishna the same thing. Jisam antagatam papam janaram punyakarmanam chedandam mahanirmakta bhajanti maam dhirabhata. Jisam bhagavat Bhagavad Gita here. Yes, just try to find out this sloka. I don't remember rightly. I think in the 8th chapter. Jisam antagatam papam janana anapunna karmanam te dandam mahaninmatta bhajanti maam dhulabhrata. Dishan, Dishan means those who are antagatam papam. Papam means sinful reaction. One who has surpassed all sinful reaction. Dishan antagatam papam. Jananam, such persons, punya karmanam, who has had done, never had any sinful action, but always engaged in the matter of pious activities, punya karmanam, such persons can only devote himself fully in the service of the Lord. Is it, have you got it? What is that?
But those men of virtuous deeds,
yes,
whose sin has come to an end, free from the delusion of dualities,
yes,
worship me steadfast in their vow.
Yes. So, to worship Krishna steadfast means he is liberated from delusion. That is mukti. One has still some doubt, why shall I worship Krishna? That means he is still in delusion. And still the reaction of his sinful life is not finished. A slight doubt means there is slight insistence. And one who is Dandamohan in Mukta, duality. Duality means whether I shall do it or not. Whether I shall stick up to this process of Krishna consciousness or not. This is called duality. So, one who is free from all the sinful reactions, he has no more death. He has far said, yes, Krishna Vasiti is fine. So, Krishna Vasiti means he is liberated already. Just like the same example, if a man is sitting on the high court bench, it is to be understood that he has passed all education and qualification, and he is a good lawyer, there is no more necessity to ask whether you have passed any examination or law examination. This is foolish. Similarly, if one is, strictly in Krishna consciousness, then it is to be understood that he is the world. Liberation, the definition of liberation is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti sarupena avasthiti. Hitya annatha mukti hitva annatha rupa sarupena avasthiti. Mukti means hitva annatha rupa. Now we are now represented in different kinds of formality. You have got a different kinds of idea, I have got different kinds of idea, another man has different idea. There are different, there we are slapping each other. This is a sign of bondage. And mukti means when we are liberated from this different kind of idea. And sarupena avasthiti, when you are situated in a constitutional position, that is called liberation. And what is our constitutional position? Oh, I am the part and parcel of the Supreme Krishna. Then what is my duty? Duty, part duty, so serve the whole. That's all. Just like your hand, part of your body, what is the duty of hand? To serve the body. It is very easy. If you are part and parcel of the Supreme, then what is your duty? Your duty is to serve him. You have no other duty. So, one who understands this firmly and convincingly is liberated. Is liberated. Oh, how can I say in the essay, he is there also. Now, going to the office, he is dressing like ordinary man. What do you mean? Mukti means he is dressed like something else, or he will have four hands, or eight legs. No. Simply change of consciousness. That's all. The Krishna consciousness means change of your consciousness. I am thinking on this matter. I have got so many duties with this material world. So when it changes consciousness, no, I belong to Krishna. I am part and parcel of Krishna, therefore full energy should be for Krishna. This is Krishna. Now I am applying all my energy to this material consciousness of life. When you apply your energy, your transcendental energy to Krishna, then you are liberated. Therefore, devotee of Krishna, pure devotee of Krishna, they are not hankering after Krishna. Mukti. They say, Mukti, Mukulitanjali, Sevate Asma. Oh, the Mukti lady is standing with folded hands. I just said, what can I do for you? And the devotee doesn't care. What can I do for me? I don't want yourself. There is a nice verse of Billamangal Thakur. He lived for 700 years in Vrindavan. And he was became a great devotee of Krishna. In the beginning, he was an impersonalist. His life is very nice. It is better to spice his life. He was a South Indian Brahmin, a very rich man, having very much sense. He kept one prostitute. So he was so much, devoted to the prostitute that he was performing his father's death ceremony, and he was asking the priest, please, I have to go. My prostitute has. So, he was a rich man, a priestly anyway, he finished that business. Then, there was ceremony, he took very nice food stuff in his bed, and he was going to that prostitute's house. But when he came out of his home, for it was raining torrent. So, he never cared for that raining. He went to the riverside. Oh, there was no boat. And it was, the river was waving. Waves were very furious. And he thought, how can I go to the other side? He was daily going to the other side of the river. Then, he swimmed over, crossed over by swimming. Then, the prostitute thought, it is today raining, and he may not come. So he blocked the door and went to sleep. And when he came to the house, he saw that the door is locked and it was raining free. So how can I go? He crossed over the wash by catching one snake. Just see how much intensely he was a cat. And went to the prostitute and he was astonished. Well, Billamanga, his name was Billam. How do they have to come here like this? Oh, he did that. Yes. I did this. Oh, hey, Kastis was a strong. Her name was Chintan. So, the prostitute said, my dear Billamanga, if you have got so intense love for me, had it been for God, for Krishna, how would have been your life sublime? Let's start. Yes. He at once left and went out. Yes, you are right. Then he was Vrindavan. He saw another beautiful woman. Because he has practiced to that habit. So, he was going there. Although he determined, now I'm going to be now. On the way, he was again attracted by another woman. So, he followed that woman. That that all men belong to a respectable family. So he came and his old man said to her husband, "Sir, this man is following me. He's a husband. What is the idea?" So the husband asked, "My dear son, he appears to be a very nice gentleman, and he belongs to a very isolated family. From your appearance, I understand. What do you want? You are following my wife." He said, "Yes, I am following your wife because I want to embrace her." "Oh, you want to embrace? Come on, embrace. Come on, you are welcome. Come on." So the wife also, she offered a gift. There is a guest. He wants to embrace you and kiss you. So please decorate yourself nicely so that he may enjoy. But the wife also followed the instruction of his husband, because wife's duty is to follow the instruction. And when Vilamangal came back before the omen, he said, "My dear mother, will you kindly give your hairpin?" "Yes." "Why?" "I have got some business." He took the hairpin and at once pierced his hand. "So this eye is my enemy." And he became blind. Then all of them, "That's all right. Now, no more I shall be disturbed." So in that blindness, he was penancing associated in the noun. So by the grace of Krishna came like a boss. "Oh, my dear sir, why you are starving? Why didn't you take some meal?" "Oh, who are you, my dear boss?" "Oh, I am a boy and this of this village. I am a cowherd boss. If you like, I can give you daily some milk." "All right. Very." So Krishna supplying him milk. So there was friendship. And he has written that Akshi is such a thing that Mukti Mukulta Anjali Sivati Asmal. Mukti is nothing for me. So this is his verse. Mukti Mukulita Anjali Sivati Asmal. So we have no desire for mukti. When Krishna comes to supply milk, then what is the use of my mukti? So that's a great soul, Vilamangal Thakur. It is worth to remember his name. For 700 years he lived in Vrindavan. And he has written a nice book which is called Krishna Parmamrita. That is a very authoritative book, Krishna Parmamrita. Lord Chaitanya picked up this book and he recommended all his devotees to read that. Krishna Parmamrita. Thank you.
Do you have
it? Yes.